beware that thou forget not Yahweh your Abba, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built houses and dwell therein, and when your herd and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, when thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yahweh your Abba, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee water forth out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy avos knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. Blessed be the word of Yahweh forever and evermore. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh, this Sabbath Eve, we thank you and praise you, Yahweh, for all the things that you have done, Yahweh, for your tenderness towards your people, Yahweh. And Yahweh, as we come before you tonight, Yahweh, we want to once again, Yahweh, lift your name up with the sound of the shofar. Yahweh, we pray tonight that we will examine our lives, Yahweh, that we may do your commandments and your judgments, Yahweh, and that we do not forget, Yahweh, all the things that you have brought us from, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray that our love will not be lifted up in pride, Yahweh, that we will think, Yahweh, that we have gotten our own self the victory, Yahweh, but help us to realize, Yahweh, that you are the one that have given us the victory, Yahweh, through your son, Yahshua HaMashiach, Yahweh. And Yahweh, it is nothing that we have done of our own self, Yahweh. For you said in your word, Yahweh, that we can do nothing without you, Yahweh. Yahweh, so we depend on you, Yahweh. And Yahweh, we ask, Yahweh, that in your mercy, Yahweh, in your love and kindness, Yahweh, that you will help us, Yahweh, to be a Kodesh people before you, Yahweh, a peculiar people, Yahweh, a Kodesh nation, Yahweh, that we will lift up the voice of thanksgiving before you, Yahweh, and be thankful, Yahweh, for all the things that you have done for us, Yahweh. Yahweh, we just thank you, Yahweh, tonight. We shabbat your precious name, Yahweh. We give you all adoration and praise, Yahweh, and exaltation, Yahweh. Yahweh, be magnified, Yahweh, tonight, Yahweh, in the midst of this bed tonight, Yahweh. Let the high sound and praise, Yahweh, of your honor, Yahweh, of your majesty be on our lips, Yahweh. Yahweh, we come before you tonight, Yahweh. Examine us tonight, Yahweh, with the candlestick, Yahweh, of your righteousness, Yahweh. That there be no sin, Yahweh, in our hearts, no unclean thing, Yahweh, but our hearts be consecrated unto you, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray for the preaching of your word tonight, Yahweh, that it will, Yahweh, be a burning fire, Yahweh, that will burn out all the dross, Yahweh, that will burn out all the filth, Yahweh, that we may be pure vessels of gold, Yahweh, meet for the master's use, Yahweh. Yahweh, we pray also for those that are listening on the live stream tonight, Yahweh. We pray that their lives may be blessed, Yahweh, that you will enrich them, Yahweh. Yahweh, in any way, Yahweh, that the word comes, Yahweh, whether it be admonishment, exhortation, or rebuke, or reproof, Yahweh, that they will receive it, Yahweh, that they will receive the grafted word, which is able to save their soul, Yahweh, and is also able to save our soul, Yahweh. And Yahweh, we thank you tonight, Yahweh. We bless you and praise you, Yahweh. All these blessings we do ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We do pray that the tabernacle say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Now we do pray that your Ruah will fill this place and that every level will be filled with the power of your truth. So we ask you tonight to speak on to Israel by the revelation and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We entreat you this last great day, our Abba. We do pray that you will hear our tefillah as we pray unto you. And strengthen the very love of Israel, that we will walk in the strength, the might, and the power of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. For we shall bless you this great day, and for your name shall be esteemed mightily, Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and cry hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Ah, yes. For the name of Yahweh is an excellent name. And as we gather here in this Bayat, we certainly do look to hear from HaShemayah, to hear from our Abba. And it's one thing that Yahweh has always done. He has always raised up the Nabi to speak directly from the love of Almighty Yah. And they have always spoken what he has inspired by revelation unto them, that what he commands and speaks unto Israel, it is a certain word. It has not been raised by some soothsaying, some pseudo spirit, but a prophet, a Nabi, speaks from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And the words that he declares unto Israel, they are always words of strength. And the dictates of those words will not come by his reading of philosophies and different opinions of men, but it will come directly from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And these are words that burn like the fire in auger. These are words of fire. These are words of cleansing and penetration of the heart of Israel. We have men today that have been trained by some kind of religious format, and they declare themselves to be the Nabis of Almighty Yahweh. When the Nabis spoke in Israel, there was always a tremendous and powerful reformation in the house. For the identity of the sins were always revealed, and the power of the forces that had mandate or took control of the lives of the people, they were always revealed. And in the power of the voice of the Nabi, there was a restoration only unto Israel. He would always bring destruction and death. He would always cleanse the land. And the house had to be purged of all of its vile, wicked, and insidious ways. So in this hour, Yahweh speaks by the voice of the prophet Zephaniah unto Israel. I will take the words of Zephaniah, and I will speak by the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh, that we that are in this hour and time, we may be enlightened by the living power of Almighty Yah. And that living power is the witness and the power of the truth of Yahshua HaMashiach that dwells in the house and the camp of true Israel. Of true Israel. And so the voice of the Navi speaks unto the house of Israel. I want to direct us and our attention and our love unto Almighty Yahweh. Not unto the God or the deity that takes such strength in our inward parts and our bellies that control us. But we must have the mind of Yahshua to please Almighty Yahweh. We must be led by the Ruah of Yah. And we must be convinced that it is Almighty Yahweh that leads us. And when the fire of the words of Yah burn down in a man's inward parts, and it cleanse him of all of the filth and the contamination, that his strength is based upon nothing but the power of truth that dwells richly and deep in him. Yahweh warns Israel as a man of Yah, Zephaniah. Yahweh spoke unto him. He says, I want you to warn Yehuda and the remnant of Israel. He did not speak to the masses. He spoke unto Zephaniah that he may speak unto his house. And the first thing that uttered out of Yah's mouth, he said, I will utterly, he declared that, I will utterly destroy or consume man from off the face of the earth. I shall destroy every remnant, every identity of man, because everything that man does, it corrupts the identity of Almighty Yahweh. We see that with Nimrod, that he began to seek his own identity. That we must do this wonderful thing, that our name shall be great in the earth. Because if we do not do this, we will lose the identity of our name. And so the gods or the deities that be, they have raised up a system in this nation that permeates throughout the nations of the world. That there shall be a name or an accredited acclamation given unto them. And we see the power of this vile thing in this nation. We see the strength and the power of Minai, the god of fortune, because this is the nation that declares that it is the richest nation upon the face of the earth. But it is a nation that is steeped in poverty. The minds of the people, they are corrupt. There is no hava, no love for the emet of Yahweh. Their minds are given over unto the earthly realm, and they serve the powers that be, and there is not the pure worship of Almighty Yahweh. It is a form. It is a formality. And it is full of schisms. So he said, I declare that you speak unto Israel, that they realize the very ferociousness, the power and the depth of the wrath that I shall pour out. This is a nation that has no fear at all of Almighty Yahweh. And that is why, as we heard last night, the drunkenness, the mind, is consumed with drunkenness. The cares of this life, the things of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, it chokes out the power, the living substance of the word of Almighty Yahweh. It diminishes that whereby there is no power of light that emanates out of the lives of the people of Almighty Yahweh. He said, I must destroy and I will utterly. There is no chance of some kind of tehuvah in me or repentance. He said, I will destroy it. I will utterly destroy even every sign of man upon the face of the earth. Because the sin of man his transgressions against the Torah of Yah. It has invoked his anger to be stirred beyond any kind of control. And this what we call repentance, that we repent of our ways. It is not a true repentance because we continue in the same path of corruption and wickedness. I will destroy man. I will bring an utter end unto man because I declare it and I say it. So you speak unto Israel and you warn them because their pagan idolatry, their worship, they labor for the things that perish. They do not labor for the things that sustain them. There is no labor of love today for the things of Almighty Yahweh. We labor to satisfy this vile nature of our flesh. It is no true appetite for the things of Almighty Yah. We are driven by this compulsion of this vile, insidious, wicked, corrupt mind that is not in tune with Almighty Yahweh, but it is in tune with the God or the deity of our own belly. We serve our bellies, and we do not serve the living one, the Most High, the one that created all things, the one that is excellent, and his power is excellent above all power. And so Zephaniah, who he began to speak by the instructions of Yahweh. It says that that Nabi, that the word of Yahweh came unto him. There is no living word in these pseudo-men that calls themselves prophets. They are not the Nabis of Almighty Yahweh. The word that came unto Zephaniah, it came from the very belly of Almighty Yah. It was not because he had read the scrolls, the Tanakh, the Torah. It came as a living word, as a fire, as he did with Jeremiah. And a prophet speaks the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And the words are profound, and the words of fire. And they burn like a living fire. It is a sharp word. It is a word of strength unto those that fear him. It is the word of great confidence unto those that trust him. It is the word of damnation and destruction unto those that deny him and forsake him. We ought to intrigue our Abba as Israel did when they were there in Misraim, in Egypt, in the great bondage of Pharaoh. They began to cry, and the scripture says Yahweh heard them because of the tremendous pressure of their taskmasters. And he raised up out of the midst of them one that had a profound utterance. He had the oracles of Yahweh. He had the boldness and the strength that even Pharaoh's house had to allow him in because he spoke from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. He spoke from the lip of Yahweh. These pseudo men today, they're false. They're speaking by some religious dictate and some religious principles. They have been trained in the belly of the Jezebel. They have been consumed by God and Minai. And their words are words to strengthen the rebelliousness of this vile flesh against the Torah of Yahweh. Their words are words to bring or increase this lust that cannot be satisfied. Their words are words that do not even satisfy the vile, corrupt heart of those that listen. But the Nabi of Yahweh will cut. The words will burn. They will sever. They will separate. They will cause one to be driven away. And they will cause the loved ones of Yah to be drawn unto his bosom, that they may lay their heads in the comfort of the bosom of Yahweh. He may reassure them, and he may comfort them, that they will know without a shadow of a doubt that their Abba, the mighty one of Israel, he is their sustainer. He is the one that gives them life and strength. And that is why we need a prophet. The Nobis of Yahweh speaking in this generation. I'm not talking about these superficial men that have no living power of the word of Yah. Men that their ways do not exemplify the very authority of Almighty Yahweh. Men that are shallow, effeminate, and soft men. I'm talking about men of great stamina and great strength. That character personify the very personality of Yahshua HaMashiach. Not some religious order. Not some natural identity, but they identify with the Most High. Well, He is the Mighty One. That is my prayer. That is my desire. That Yah raise up that Nabi. We will know Him by the words that He will declare unto Israel. And you will know that they are from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. For the living power of Yahshua will be birthed in their lives in a way like no other period of time. He's going to have men of that nature. He will. And they will lay down their lives for the cause of the kingdom. Because the kingdom is valuable unto them. I want you to hear what Yahweh speaks unto Zephaniah in the first chapter and verse 17. I want to reiterate this again. Because I think it's very vital to Israel to understand the mighty Abba. We must understand Him. We must have His disciplines. We must walk in the corrections of Almighty Yah. If we do not, then woe unto us. He says unto Zephaniah, he said, first of all, it will not be Shatan. It will not be the forces of hell. Zephaniah 1:17. Yahweh declares that, and I. He said, personally, it will be me, and I will bring tribulation upon men. He said, I shall bring this perplexity, this oppression. We're in a time whereby the oppression is perplexing the mind of man today. He cannot think. He cannot function. He cannot act in the proper realm that he ought to act in. And he always said, because they have gone and they have forsaken the Torah. They have denied the strength of my identity. And the strength of his identity is his living truth. Is the power of his Torah. For it is the living word of Almighty Yah in the house of Israel. And Yahweh says, I will bring tribulation. Not just upon Israel, he said, but upon men. And this vile, deceitful doctrine of the corrupt ones of this world today that tells this sadistic, wicked generation that there will be a moment where they will flee the tribulations of Almighty Yah. He said, and I will bring tribulation upon men. I will cause my terror. I will cause oppression. I will cause perplexity of mind. I will cause anxieties. I will cause trouble to cause their hearts to be unstable. They will not function in the realm of a man that is led by the Mighty One. But they will walk in this deranged mentality. And they will do things that they have no conscience as to what they are doing. For Yahweh will cause the tribulations to befall man. He will cause the terror to take charge over man's heart. He will not be able to function mentally. And there will be no life or no spiritual life in him at all. He will not have the life of Yahshua. Because that life is one that pleases Almighty Yahweh. He will try to seek inventions to satisfy, to soothe his flesh. And we see this in the power of the towers that rule in this nation today. The democracy and their capitalist system that is the strength of Minai and also the strength of Gad, because they all call upon some form of deity. They all address him as God, good God. They all call upon him. And they're seeking for some comfort for their flesh. They are perplexed. Their mind is being tried. It is weary. There is no rest to their weary minds. There is no comfort in the inward parts. There is no life or illumination that come forth out of them. There's nothing there. Nothing at all. Because Yahweh said, I will cause tribulations. I will cause a trying time upon not just a few, but upon men. He said, and they shall walk like blind men. Do we not have that today? We have the blind leading the blind, and they're all falling into ditches. They're falling into the cesspool of sin and darkness. He said they will walk as men that are groping in the dark time. They will walk as blind men. What is a blind man? He has no vision, nor any perception as to who Yahweh is. So we have this distorted doctrine today, and everyone has a doctrine as to who Yah is. He said, I will cause the eyes to be blinded. That's why he warned Israel. He says unto Israel, you anoint your eyes with eyesalve, that you may see, that you may understand, you may perceive, you may have wisdom and knowledge as to what I speak. And you must know that it is I that speak. Because these men are blind today. They're blind in their lust. They're consumed with their lascivious lifestyles. They're consumed with their concupiscence. Their flesh can never be satisfied. They can never be pleased. There's nothing that can quench this vile, violent opposition unto Yahweh. And in the beginning, it was that way. And you build your towers of your flesh and your identity. You build your towers of your own selfishness and your own greed. It is not the tower of Almighty Yahweh. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. And we know that that name, it is the representation, the power, and the truth of His Ahava, His pure love. His pure love. And so the towers that are in the lives of men today, or the strength and the things that they focus on, it is not based upon truth. It's based upon the greed, the lust, and the sinful deeds of men. And that is why Yahweh commands Zephaniah to speak. For I shall cause my wrath and my terror to burn like a fire. And it shall scour the whole earth. And not one nation shall escape. Not one people shall escape. Not anyone shall escape at all. For the might of man shall be perplexed. Their eyes cannot determine which path and which direction to take. They shall be as blind men that have lost their sight. And this is a generation that is so vile. It is so superficial that the minds are so blind. And that is what the capitalist power, this Ninai and Gad does. It blinds their vision from Almighty Yahweh. The media and the newspapers and everything, they're sale-oriented. Everything is to draw a man away from Yahweh. You look at the mail that one receives. You buy one item and thousands of catalogs come in. All kinds of catalogs come. It is like a praying mantis that they prey on those that are consumed with lust. And the gods of this world, they do know that. Ninai and Gad, their strength is in the tower of Shaltan. The tower of Israel is in the name of Yahweh. And in the conclusion of this message, whenever I conclude, we will see for Israel the strength and the assurance of Israel is in that name. And the powers that rule today, they have a towering power. They are represented in these two twins, or the twin powers, or the dual powers in Ninai, this luck form of this luck that is permeating the earth. And God, the fortunes. Everyone desires fortunes today, riches and greed. But they do not desire the riches of Almighty Yahweh. And they are not seeking after the riches of Yahweh. Seeking after riches of their own carnal, corrupt, polluted ways. Yahweh says that I will cause this trial to come. And men shall walk like blind men. Why? Why are they blind today? Why Are the eyes of the people of Yahweh blinded from him? Why not that singleness of eye, that vision, and that focus for Israel? Why is it not on Yahweh? Why? He said, well, cause their eyes to be blinded. Why, Yah? He said, because they have sinned against me. They have turned against me. They have turned with rage against me. They have denounced me. They have denied me. They have lied against me. They have spoken evil against me. They have disdain for my Torah. They have done violence to my Torah. And there is not a generation that has done violence to the Torah like this generation. There is not a generation whereby men have been raised up, charlatan, false prophets, pseudo-prophets. And they have done violence to the Torah. Every Nabi of Yahweh raised up, he did no violence to the Torah of Yah. He substantiated in his life. He was a strength to the Torah of Almighty Yah. He was the one that brought light and life to the Torah of Almighty Yah. He said, they have sinned against me. When a man purposely sinned in his life, it is a man that understanding the Torah, and he has the power of that life in him. And he denies the strength of Yah when he says, I will not do it. I will do what pleases my own wicked life. I denounce you, Yahweh. I do not want your control or your vow checks in my life. Do not try to control me. Do not try to send me down the path that leads to your presence. I don't want that. So Yah says, as much as I've done for Israel, I brought them out of great bondage and they've taken themselves back into bondage. I've given them plenty and much and they've sold it for whoredom. I fed them until they were fat, and they murmured and they complained. I gave them the riches of the land, and I gave them the abundance. And they denounced me before God and Minah. And that is what this power does. It causes you to do that. You will labor. You will labor for the things of this earth. You do not have the power for Almighty Yahweh. When you give yourself to be servant, and a slave unto the system of capitalism, and you rule by your own democracy, your demons, or your demon mindset, you do not have the Ahava of Almighty Yah. I will make that clearer as I go. I will show you in scripture. Alright? He said they have sinned against Yah, and their dam or their doom, their blood shall be poured out as dust. And their flesh as dung. What an emphatic statement. There is no room to wiggle here. He said, their blood shall be poured out like the dust upon the earth. And their flesh shall become as a rotten corpse of nothing but dung. The stench shall fill the earth because they have sinned against Yahweh. What these liars and deceivers, because they are gone out of the spirit of Minai and Gad, they speak lies unto the people. They speak deception to bewitch their minds, to bring them under the control and the bondage of Gad, Minai, Shaltan. And they bring them under that bondage. And they speak the things that Gad will speak. Gad wants you to be rich. God wants you to have all you want. Minai says, your testimony, what a great fortune, or what a great stroke of luck. And that's what they do to the people. They deceive them, they bring them under this power of witchcraft. No Nabi of Yahweh read the scripture. Study them, this ignorant generation. They were always one against the very perils of Almighty Yahweh. They will speak of their sins and they will denounce them. They will show them their foul and evil nature. No one wants that today. You don't want that. A nation and a people, a house that has sinned, you have not sinned against man. You have not sinned against some religious organization, but you have sinned against Yahweh. You have trodden underfoot the very dome of Yeshua, and that fell down on Calvary, you have disdain for the Torah and the instructions of Yah, because you say unto him, you will not instruct me. Your disciplines will not mandate to me what I should do. And Yahweh says for this, because of their rebelliousness and their rejection of me, I will bring a trial upon every man. You that are in Hamashiach, Yahweh gives us a comfort. He said, I will keep you all in perfect shalom, whose minds or whose lev is steadfast. It is given over to him who is steadfast on Almighty Yahweh. He said, but in this hour, I'm going to bring a trial that will perplex the mighty man. And they will walk like blind men. They will have no singleness of eye. There will be no singleness of focus. Their minds will not be captivated by Yahweh, but they will be captivated by the twisting of this world system that twists one's mind and the spirit. Now, every time you turn around a new fashion, a new design, a new form, a new shake, a new dance, a new dress, a new suit, my! It'll perplex a generation whereby they have no ability to concentrate. They have no ability to allow their minds to be given over to the things of Obadiah. He says, I'm going to do this. Do you hear this? This is not man that's doing this. It is not shorthand. Yahweh says, I am going to do this. I will bring tribulation upon men because they have sinned against me. They have denounced me. They have rejected me. They have ostracized, they have mocked, they have scoffed at me. They have shown this disdain for me. They have shown this apprehension against me. Yahweh said, I'm going to bring my terror upon them. And no one is going to escape. Yisrael is going to be tried in the fire. She's going to have to come out as pure gold. Our Emuno, our Ahava for Yahweh is going to be tried. Hallelujah. No, Yahweh doesn't cause us to bring tribulation upon Israel, but Israel bring tribulation upon themselves because of her sins, her wickedness, her vile nature, and her rejection of Almighty Yahweh. And when one begins to reject him, reject Yahweh, he will cause his wrath to be poured out upon that house. And this house has rejected him. Has rejected the instructions of Yah. And that's why Zephaniah, the Nabi of Yah, must speak unto Israel. The spirit of the Nabi must speak unto Israel in this hour. Our levs, our levim will not be restored. He sent forth his word to heal us. And he speaks it out of the mouth of the Nabi to heal his people. And to heal the land. To restore them. To bring about restoration. To restore them with this fervent love back unto Yahweh. These charlatans. These men. Of Gad and Minai, Midi. They do not restore men unto Yahweh. They bring them to the bosom of darkness. They bring them unto the throne of Shaitan. And they will bow down and they will serve flesh. They will deny the principles of Yahweh to maintain this fictitious lifestyle. A lifestyle that is based upon the false realities. Is that based upon a reality? Now, woman at all. Yahweh says, I'm going to cause this terror to fall. And that which you trust in, it shall forsake you. When this economy, we saw a glimpse of that. We saw a glimpse of that. We saw a glimpse of that with Katrina. But a people that they were so perplexed and deranged. Their minds were taken away from them. They were led into every kind of strange path and every kind of demonic force there was penetrated that place. And every kind of vile thing there was done and perpetrated in the lives of the people. There was no order. There was no restraint at all. None whatsoever. And so we have seen the microcosms of these kinds of behaviors. You see it throughout the world in every nation. We see the uprising. We see this mindset, this deranged mindset, this mindset that has no functionality at all. We function by the Ruah of Yahweh. The people of Yah are always led. They are led by His Ruah. They are always led. This is a generation that is not intrigued by being led, is it? It doesn't want to be led by the beauty of Almighty Yahweh. And so what He says, I'm going to drive you out. He's going to drive out every heathen, every vile spirit there is. He's going to drive them out. He says, speak unto them, Zephanahu. I've commanded you. I've charged you to speak unto my house. And to warn them that they may prepare themselves. Men will become as blind men. They will walk without any kind of vision. They will have no understanding as to what is going on. They will have no vision or no sight or anything at all. They will not have that. They will not be able to see or to understand what Yahweh is doing in this hour. Look at verse 18. He says this. Now this is profound here. I want you to understand this. This is vitally profound. They will walk as blind men because they have sinned against Yahweh. At verse 18 he says, now you must understand this. Now this is the crux. This is the depth of this revealed truth unto us. He said, neither shall their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the yam of Yahweh's wrath, His Ibra. He said, their gold and their silver will not be able to deliver them. Now that has a tremendous metaphor. Their idols, their gods, their things, their gold and their silver. And that is what man invests his gold, his silver in. Things that draws and allures him. Things that pertains unto his own corrupt and his wicked desire. He said the gold and their silver is not going to be able to deliver them from the Ibra or the wrath of Almighty Yahweh. But the fire of his jealousy shall devour not some of the earth, not part of the earth, but he says the whole earth. His fire shall consume the whole earth, and he shall make a speedy end of all them that live in the earth. Well, I don't believe that. He says, do you hear this, brothers and sisters? My wrath, it shall be an overflowing wrath. It shall be one of great excess. There shall be no veil of control of my wrath. Yahweh is angry with the wicked every single day. He said, there shall be no control over my wrath. It shall be an overflowing rage of fury. He said, I will show you, it shall be an outburst. There shall be nothing that control me. Nothing. I will not be controlled. Your tears, your cries. He said, and your minai, your capitalist power, your democracy, your God, that's the God. That's the God of this world. Spirit of democracy, he says, your gold and your silver, your idols, your strength. And that is what this nation is based upon, gold and silver. It's all about riches and gain and having. It's all about me and mine and what I got. That is the spirit of this nation. It permeates. And a man is not going to be free from that unless he walks in the Ruah of Yahshua HaMashiach. He said, your gold and your silver, your homes, your fine cars will not be able to deliver you. That which you have labored for all your life, you have not labored for truth. You have not given your heart unto me. Let me tell you something. I will tell you something, people. I don't give a nickel what the rats piss. I said like that. What you send your little effeminate weak mind. The man says he loves Yah and keep not his mitzvah, his Torah, his truth. He's a damn liar. I don't care what he says. You fear a liar. You come to the truth. You obey the truth. You do not resist what Yah speaks unto you. You obey with fullness of love. You do it because you take great delight in Him. So don't speak your lies. Don't call Yahweh a lie. Let Yah be truth. David Roberts, and every man be a damnable liar. You are a flat out liar. When you know the truth, you don't obey it. There's a corrupt perversion in you. And you better get yourself cleansed. Well, how do I do that? By the mercies of Yah, as He speaks to you tonight, as He speaks truth to you. As Deacon Benny reminded us, you better take it personally because Yahweh takes it personally. So you better take it personally. And it better be a personal thing to you. He means what He says. He means exactly what He says. There's no duplicity with Yahweh. Yahshua and Yahshua HaMashiach and Yah, there's no duplicity there. Contradiction there. There's no contradiction. There's no duplicity with Yahweh and Yahshua. There's no duplicity with the Word of the Spirit, the Ruah. There's no duplicity with the Word of the Torah. None whatsoever. Man says he loves Yah. He hears the truth and it burns like the Aga. And Yahweh is jealous over His truth. You reject that, you are a liar. And the power of HaMashiach dwells not in you. The Spirit of Yahshua, the Spirit of prophecy, will never lead us against the will of Yahweh. When a man is in error and sin, he is doing things on his own. And Yahweh is not even near the man. That is the truth. That is the truth. He says, my ibra, my fury, shall be poured out. It's going to burn. It's going to be overflowing. There's nothing like an overflowing river. There are times that when we get a tremendous torrential rain, I will walk down to our pond. And the waters, when it's overflowing, there's nothing that can abate it or stop it from overflowing. And that's just a little pond. When the rivers rage, when they rage, there is nothing that man can do to stop the torrent flow of a river. It flows with a tremendous power. And Yahweh says, if you take note of that, you will know that when my Ibra, my overflowing wrath and anger, when it's poured out on you, nothing is going to stop that. Because he has sinned against me. What is sin? When a man transgresses Torah. When he denounces Torah. When he says, it is not important to me. The man sins. And he sins willfully. Because we have the Ruah to lead us into the power, and the strength and the power is the perfect strength that Yahweh will bring to our level when we are led by the Spirit, when the revelation of that living Word is open unto us. It gives us the strength to do it and to live it, to obey it, and to love it. That's what it does. That's what the power of Yahweh does. He did not send HaMashiach in vain. He did not send Yahshua in vain. That he would down that stake and his blood would fall down before the heathens of the world. That blood sealed every word. That blood authenticated every word. That blood gave us assurance of every word. Every word of Yahweh is pure. With the blood dripped on Calvary, it sealed every word. It was the assurance of the power of every word. So you're not going to in your damnable fleshly corrupt ways. Your gold and your silver will not deliver you. During the Great Depression in this nation, they threw their gold and their silver in the streets. It had no power to deliver them from their anxieties. Men took pistols to their heads and boom, they blew their brains out. Men jumped out of skyscrapers in that whore city, that oppressed city of New York. They jumped from their splendid penthouses and their townhouses. For the dual power, for the powers of the world, sent forth their tentacles to every nation. From the whorehouse, the United Nations, from that Jezebel outfit. Sure it did. Their minds, they were deranged. They were possessed by the God. It is one thing that Dad and me and I, they demand, the spirits demand all of you. It demands everything. It's not going to take a partial. You're going to give everything. You're going to give everything. Everything you possess, you're going to give that. They demand it. Your children, your wives, your sons, everything, they demand it. You're not going to get out of that walk by giving some partial response or some partial energy. You're going to have to give it all. You're going to have to give everything. That which says my Ibra shall be overflowing. I shall pour it out upon them, and it shall be in a speedy fashion as well. It shall be in a bahal. It shall be in a way that nothing is going to deter me. It shall be terrifying. It shall be swift. It shall be hasty. He said there shall be a speedy end to them because they have sinned against Almighty Yahweh. When you reject Torah, when you reject the mitzvah of Yahweh, when you say that they're not valuable, when the world be with you so that you have no fear of doing it without fear, remember the Shabbat and give it kodash. You have no fear of that. Your thoughts, your mind is so polluted that that doesn't even bring any kind of trepidation unto you. There's something vile and evil there. Let me tell you, friends, a seed, as we know what the parable said. The tough man of the house, Yahweh, he went forth and he sowed good seed in our life. He's done that. He's written Torah. He's written his Torah in your life and your mind. And so the wicked one comes, he watches them, and he goes forth and he began to sow the tares. Tares are simply the doubts, the indecisions, indecisiveness, the questions, the unwillingness, the desire not being pure. So he began to sow the tares. And when you began to walk in that kind of spirit, it began to make you think you're right. It makes you feel right. It makes you think that you've got something, you possess something that you got. Our strength comes from Almighty Yahweh. Our strength comes from our Maker. It doesn't come by any resolve you have. It comes from Almighty Yah. And so you began to be led a walking in those spirits. You began to dilute and pollute the things of Almighty Yah. And it seemed so parallel and so alike. But it's not alike. It's not alike. And Yahweh says, that's all right. We're going to send forth the reapers and go bundle all the tares together. What's going to deliver you? Your gold? Your idols? Your pagan idols and your corrupt hopes? Their gold and their silver shall not deliver them at all. It shall not bring any deliverance or any strength or any hope at all. He said, because of that day, my fire of jealousy shall burn in the whole earth. I don't care what nation you're in. His fire of jealousy is going to burn. I don't care if you're in Pakistan or whether you're in India. I don't care whether you're on the continent of Africa, in America. His fire is going to burn. Because in every nation, in every place, the power of God, all the Muslims in their psychotic mentality, those that call themselves Yahudims and Christians, they all call upon God. And they all look for fortunes and they all look for wealth. We look for the riches of the kingdom. I look for the city whose builder and maker is Yahweh. That's what I look for. I look for the city, New Jerusalem, that has been fashioned by the hands of Yah. And so all of them, their God instructs them to be consumed with this world and the things of this world, what it offers. Oh, the mullahs of the countries and the imams in the Islamic nations that control them, they are the ones that stick to their, what they call their Sharia laws of Islam. It's not the spirit of a lamb. There's only one that possesses the spirit of a lamb. And that's Yahshua. That's Yahshua. But yet the masses of the people, they want what they call democracy. And what beams into every nation
is the spirit of this nation. It is the spirit of democracy and capitalism. Their television, they're consumed with that, and that is one of the most diabolical things. I don't care what anyone says. It is one of the most diabolical things about the face of the earth. It destroys an affection toward Yahweh. It destroys affection. It destroys all that. There's not anything that is sacred on that vow thing. It pollutes the mind. It pollutes the lev. It pollutes everything about a man. You got time for that? No time for Yah. You got time for that? No time to pray. You got time for that, man? No time for your wife. You allow that to entertain you, and yet you don't get upset with that, and yet you get upset with your wife. Wife, you have time for that, have no time for your husband. You got time to sit on your duff to do that, but you don't have time to prepare the things that he asks and require of you. It's a vile thing. It's the power of Gad. And that's all it does every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes commercials. Cause this greed, the spirit of capitalists, this Minai Gad. This generation is consumed by it. They can't live without it. It is a bewitching power, brothers and sisters. The power of Yah's Emunah come by hearing. We must hear what he speaks unto Israel. It's a power of bewitching. It destroys. It takes away your time and your energy. It takes away your affection. It takes away a man's affection for his wife, because you look at some Jezebel, I would use the other word. You look at this dog that has slept with every kind of dog on the earth. And it began to become aroused at that. You got all the women that sat there all day with their foolish, dark minds of stupidity, full of corruption, vow, full of lust, sin, no life in them at all. Yahweh commands them to teach the young women how to love their husbands. They're full of hell. They're full of wickedness. They're full of darkness. This is the strength of Gad and Minai. That is their strength, their power to constantly keep gold, the spirit of gold and silver before the people. This idolatry worship. That is what he's talking about here. I will show you. I will show us in scripture, right? You'll just bear with me. Will you talk too loud, Pastor Robert? That's all right. I'm going to cry loud and spare not. I don't know how to talk any other way. I can't talk. I want to control myself, but the Ru'ah, I just go that way. So you all just going to have to bear with me. Well, it caused my ears to ring sometime. Well, it's good that your ears would tingle sometime. You allow gossip to cause them to tingle. So the vociferous nature of my voice will cause your ears to tingle. All right? You'll be all right. You'll live. There are people that go to ball games and there's a thunderous sound. They can't even hear the next day. But they fulfill the commands of their God, of Minah. They fulfill the commands of Gad. You know that is some kind of twisted, demented mind? When men that say they're college degree men, and they go into these stadiums with little dolls, and they dress up like heathens, and like men that are bewitched, you know that is not of Yahweh. That is a satanic power. It permeates the world. I don't care whether it's soccer, basketball, baseball. You know that is not of Yahweh. They will have the young Jezebels out there tonight with their high school football games, and they will serenade like Jezebels out of hell. They will defile the Shabbat of Almighty Yahweh, and parents say they love Yah. They will go and be a part of that. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, you keep your mind sober. I don't say anything that is hilarious, it is humorous, that what's wrong with this foul mentality of this nation. We think things are humorous and funny. Yahweh said, I'm going to pour my Ibrah, my wrath, with an overflowing vengeance. There's nothing, there's no time for laughter. You've laughed enough, you've clowned enough. That's why the things of Yahweh are not serious to you. That's why you can break his Torah without any thought of consequences. You that sleep, as we were warned last night, you sleep in the nighttime. Your sins, your darkness of your sins. You don't repent. You don't cleanse yourself from your sins. You find yourself drowsy and lethargic. You ought not to be. Hallelujah. If this building was on fire, you would not be lethargic or drowsy. You would not be laughing. As the old preacher would say, come on here somebody. You will not do that. You in Yah's house, you don't do that. I'm not a comedian. It's serious. I'm a serious man. I'm serious about what I do. And I mean that. And I don't back down not one bit. Not one bit. I will stand firm in this because I believe it. I believe this. He said, the idols will not be able to deliver them. I shall devour my jealousy because you have not drawn affectionately toward me. That is what produces jealousy, isn't it? When a woman is jealous of her husband because she doesn't sense the affection that should be shown toward her. When a man is jealous, he doesn't sense the affection. And so it creates this loyalty and this untrustness among each other. He said, because you have not been loyal to me, I can't trust you. That's what he says. I can't count on you. I can't count on you when I need you. He said, and because of that, the fire of my jealousy shall burn. The words that I speak, I will promote them. I shall send forth the destroyers. I shall send forth the armies of the wicked. Catch you because you sinned against me. You know my ways. You've understood what I wanted. And you reject me. You denounce me for God and me not. You reject Yah for this democracy, this capitalist system. It's reading today, people that have loathed themselves and the abundance in Detroit. Ford Motor Company, GM, they're shutting down. People that had $700,000 houses, trying to get rid of them because they can't make the payments. Down to $400,000. Businesses that were sustained because of the wealth and the money that they flaunted their monies. They live like pigs. They're faltering. Even in the suburban areas where they're trying to even just get out of the way of their house payments. That is such a bewitching power of hell that a man would pay 10, 12, 15%, 8, 9%. For a $200,000 house and put himself in bondage. And yet he will not show a fervent affection for Yahweh. To denounce himself. To deny his own lust and his sins. It is the spirit of bewitching. I was looking up tonight. I see how they have bewitched the world. The spirit of capitalism and democracy. Man buys a $200,000 house. His first payment is going to be around. If it's even 6% around, $1,800. That's what he pays on the principal, on the interest. He pays about $60 on the principal. Don't you know that that is a vile thing from hell? He will pay that on the principal, $60. $60. That's wicked. And yet it gives this fervor, this excitement of the people that they literally think they got something. What if I could take that same money, just save it for 5 years, he will have over $100,000. That's the stupidity. That's how it bewitched the mind of the stupid ignorant generation because everyone, they want to build their own tower. Well, look at what I got. Look at me. Look what I've gained for myself. Look at my splendor. Look at my house. Look at my possessions. Your God, your gold and your silver will not deliver you on the day of Yah's wrath. It's not going to deliver you. It's not going to bring any comfort. That doesn't bring comfort to a man's heart. That he's oppressed every day. He's under the bondage of trying to make that kind of a payment. That is insane. It is a bewitched mind. It is a mind that is bewitched. It is a mind that is constantly oppressed. It is not of Yahweh. And we see that in the Detroit and Motor City. They're losing it. Because they have not brought their obligations unto Almighty Yah. They brought them unto Minai and Gad. They're taking their offerings. That is an insane mind. It is a bewitched mind. They're taking their offering, brothers and sisters, unto God and Minai. When you pay that kind of an interest and nothing toward the principal but a few dollars, it is just a form of worship. That's all it is. Show me in Scripture for Israel, the true house, that Yahweh did not give them the land. He gave them the land. Because of our rebelliousness, and our sins and our disloyalty because we don't trust him. Now we labor like those that were in Mizraim, in Egypt. But everywhere they went, everywhere they laid their foot upon the ground, he gave it to them. And this vile nation here calls itself Israel. And the people here call themselves the true Israelites. They're deceived. They're from the dark powers of hell. It is out of Yahweh. Yahweh gave them land. He gave them possession. He gave them land to conquer. And they dwelt safely in the land. This is an offering unto God and Minai. It demands all. It demands all your labor. It demands all your finances. It demands all of that. Because that spirit knows that if it takes all, you trust it. You trust God. Thank you, my brother. You trust God. It is just like when they, on the day of Pentecost, they went sold all, brought it to the Shalishian feet, distribution was made, because they trusted Yahweh. And so that spirit, it knows to captivate the people, the principles of Yahweh, they work. And so it brings into focus their identity and their strength and their power. And it brings the people subjected unto that through oppression. And force drives them. Yahweh leads us unto His presence, His bosom. And we become willing. We heard a message here some time ago by Deacon Horn that told us if we become willing and obedient, the abundance of Yahweh we will eat. And how He will refresh us. And that will be more than enough. That not only be sufficient, will be more than enough. That there shall not be room to bear that. The spirit is of darkness. It takes the very soul of a man. It takes his whole being, his whole life. It is not of Yahweh. It is not of Yahweh. It is not of Yahweh. It is of hell. He says that your idols or your... Let me read that again. And the rest of men... He says here that your gold and your silver will not deliver you in that day. Nothing is going to bring you deliverance. You're not going to have any deliverance at all because you do not trust in Yah. Well, Pastor Roberts, he's talking about our monies. Your monies are not based upon gold and silver. I want to show us something. Turn quickly to Gilead, Revelation. And this is the sixth shofar sound of Yahweh for the trials and the perplexities to come upon the earth and the plagues of Yah upon men. And He's going to show us what this is going to produce out of the life of man. Listen to me, my friends. Gilead chapter 9, verse 20. Now Yahweh says, when this shofar blows, it will cause these tremendous anxieties and plagues to befall man. Do you all hear that? Now, if that befalls man, He will show man what is literally in them because of this great affliction of His wrath. Now, Yahweh shows us today what is in us, Yisrael, by the preaching of His word. He revealed unto us by mercy and His immense truth, then your lawless ways, the torahless ways, they are purged. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. So He speaks with mercy to Israel that He forbears us and we count the long suffering of Yah as the blessing of Yahshua as salvation. So He suffers long with us. He endures with us. He bears us. And we better count it as the mercies of Yahshua. That's what we better count it as. So He says, as I will pour out my wrath, my Ibra, my overflowing indignation upon men. He said, and I will show you what will come out of the left. Gilead, chapter 9, verse 20. He says, and the rest of the men which were not killed by the plagues or destroyed still did not make teshuvah or repentance from the works of their hands. Listen now. That they shall worship shadim or devils and idols of gold and silver and brass. Your gold and your silver will not deliver you. You find your little brass figurines and your little gods, your little idols in your homes, they're not going to deliver you. There are folks with their little brass and their gold figurines. They look at those things and they smile at those things. But when they hear the word of Yah, they will not respond with that kind of countenance expression. Come on here, somebody. He said, but your gold, your idols of gold and silver and brass. Look at this. And stone. Your stone homes, your brick houses. That when you walk in them, you're the spirit of this hubris spirit overtakes you. You're full of pride. You're full of, because you see your wood and your figs. He said, but they're not going to deliver you. They're not going to bring the shalom of Yah. So that what Teshua is talking about is not by a silver corn or gold corn. That is not. He's talking about the spirit of this idolatry worship. That you will worship the powers that be to maintain a fictitious lifestyle, a superficial lifestyle, and you will denounce the truths of Yahweh to satisfy this vile flesh. That is the power of Gad and Menai. That is the strength of capitalism, because you're captivated by the things you see. What others have, you consume with that because you want your identity. So I will build my tower. I'll build me a nice big two-story stone house, brick house. I want a nice trim a lawn up. That is what Yahweh is speaking, brothers and sisters. They're there in Detroit today. Their gold and their silver idols will not deliver them. They're not delivered. They have nothing to sustain their lives. He said, when my Ibrah is poured out, nothing is going to sustain you. We that are in Yahweh, He is the ark of the safety of Israel. In the midst of all of that, our safety, we are not in Him. You're going to be consumed by His fire of jealousy. And that is the truth. But allow these false pseudo-prophets that are prophesied lies. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. The lies are false. Even when I was in Christian, every man, they all, I don't care who they were, they called themselves prophets or apostles. They always had something to tell me. Thus saith the Lord God, I see the hand of God upon you. And I would always just look at them. I was never taken by that. I had once say he is an apostle. No, I'm a servant of Almighty Yah. That's who I am. I just stand with the boldness of his Ruah to declare unto you his truth. That's all I declare. This is not hard to understand. Not one bit. Those that were not consumed by the plagues. And we see the plagues in the land today, the AIDS, and the children with autism, the mentally retarded today. It is just proliferating throughout the world today. The plagues that have overtaken the earth, death everywhere, the stench of death. He said even those that were overtaken by the plagues, they did not show any kind of teshuvah. They show no teshuvah. They show no repentance. None. That will be it all. They show no sincere gladness or Torah unto Yah. They did not show any of that. He said, after all these tremendous plagues, death in the earth, he said there was no kind of teshuvah. They did not repent. They were not sorrowful. They did not stop the works of their hands, that they should worship Shadims, devils, and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood and wood. The homes, their wooden homes, their wooden frame homes, that's their Shadim. That's what it is. Can I ask us all a question? I want to ask you one question. If we think that Shadim doesn't require all, what he commanded of Hamashiach, did he not require all in order for him to bestow on him those things? Did he not require that? He said, if you bow down, you got to bow down. You will bow down to the false laws of hell. And you will look at the Torah, the Mitzvah, and say, "Pah! I will not receive that. Because I have my wood God, I must worship." He said, your homes are not going to deliver you. Your cars are not going to deliver you. There are men that look at their cars. When they go out, they look at their car, they smile because they've washed it. They spent hours doing that. Can I tell you all, I've never done that. In all of my life, I've never spent 2 or 3 hours washing a vehicle. I have just never done that. Never. I've never made one fancy. I've never fixed it up. I've never, in all of my life, done that. And so they will come out and look at their cars and they go, boy, this, ooh. And they get these goosebumps. And this googly feeling. And yet when they hear the word of God, there is nothing that stimulates them. It calls them to move for Yah and to dance in His presence. And yet over that silver, that piece of trash, tin, brass, wood. They get very excited. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for that permission. They get very excited about that. He said, but your God should not go to be able to deliver you in that day. Your silver, your gold. When I pour out my Ibra, I'm going to pour it out. This is an overflowing indignation of Almighty Yahweh. It perplexed the mind of man. He has begun to allow the powers of hell to begin to fill the earth. Times today are not like they were when I was a lad. The spirits that won't combat against it. That's why I warn you, mothers. You are stubborn. You're hard-headed. I warn you, you don't pray for your children. You don't lay hands on them. Don't sit here and lie to me. You don't lay hands on them. You don't take oil. And yet the old Kedoshims of old, they would do that. Even though they did it in ignorance, they would do it. You got time for some kind of Vogue magazine or some kind of fictitious, damnable line Oprah, a Jezebel bulldagger? You got time for some effeminate faggot man to read about their life story, but you have no time to lay hands on your children. You put them to bed at night, you have no time to take the oil of Almighty Yah and lay hands on them. Because the Jezebel spirit will not allow you to do it. You open their minds for the powers of hell. God in me now, fill the room. They're seeking. As we heard last night, that Shatan the Shatim goeth about in the earth seeking as a roaring lion, as one that is vociferous, seeking whom he may destroy. And you leave your little ones that cover like that? Something is wrong in your mind, woman. And I say it that way. Why you speak this way? Because Zephanahu, he spoke of the condition unto Israel for that time. I speak by the spirit of Zephaniahu, the Nabi of Yahweh, by the same Ruah, that this is the circumstance of this hour. Yes. Hallelujah! The Kodesh women of Zion, they were in the house, they prayed. And they prayed without ceasing. The women today, you run your mouths with... Why am I saying this? I don't know. Yeah, I know why. We need it, all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said their gold and their silver, their gods, their pagan idols will not be able to deliver them. There will be no strength. They will not be secured in that. Their love will not be satisfied. They will not have any joy. They will not have any gladness at all. He said they're not going to deliver you. He said, why? Because which they cannot see, they cannot hear, nor can they walk. Your house can't see, your car can't see, it can't walk, your things, they can't do any of that. Their homes that they have, all of their little brass things and their all of their little brass picture frames. And they look at those things and they get so full and they're full of excitement and laughter. Yet the scripture tells us to look unto the hill, because the mountain of Yahweh is higher than the hill, from which your help cometh, because our help cometh from Almighty Yahweh. Set your affection on the things that are above, and not on the things that are earthly. So the mind, when the things of Yahweh spoken to you, you don't get that, you don't get that excitement. You don't get that refreshing. But some damnable God, the power of God, is some pagan form, you get very excited about that.